3:23 in the afternoon. Now they're telling me, using synthetic telepathy, voice to skull, you're never going to get out. You're never going to get out. Synthetic telepathy, I mean. You know, they have ways. If they want to make it appear as if it's a natural, ordinary consequence, they can stop me. You know, they have many different ways. Plausible deniability, indirection. I said before, the only way I get out of this country is if they want me. The CIA and DIA want me to get out. Otherwise, I will never get out. They will never allow me out. And they have ways to achieve that. I am just desperately trying to get out of this country as fast as I can. And it's just too dangerous. It's too deadly and too dangerous. And it's too violent. It's unbelievable. They use the organized stalking not only to provoke the victim, but to discredit the victim. Because the government is 80 years ahead of the technology available on the market and 500 to 700 years ahead of the technology with the technology which is not available on the market, they can get away with these atrocities. These are government informants turned provocateurs. That's organized stalking. Based on the choice reference patterns of the victim. Listen, what are choice references? They're memories. What are choice reference patterns? A pattern of the previous memories of the victim. They always use the same organized stalkers because it's about the memory of the victim. Where did this latest attack happen? If you look on this video in the description box, I put a link to a previous video where I did showing that that's where I was being stalked. Right exactly where I was attacked. This last attack this morning. Why? Because that place is a choice reference. It's a memory. Why did they come after the victim with the same organized stalkers over and over again? Because it's based on the memory of the victim. Organized stalking is about provoking the memories of the victim into emotional responses. The organized stalkers are not strangers, but you can't tell the police the truth. If you tell the police the truth, they'll throw you in a mental health institution. They can achieve anything they want in any way they want with directed energy. Any way. Anything. And there's nothing which can be done. And anybody that's a threat like myself, they have ways if killing the victim is not the preferable option, I've said this before in my videos, then they set the victim up and entrap the victim, have been thrown into prison or a mental institution, like just happened, they just tried to do. If killing the victim isn't the preferable option, then they set the victim up and have the victim entrapped and thrown into a prison or a mental institution, or they mind hobble the victim. That's it. That's how it works. Those are the four objectives that they have. I don't understand how, you know, when I first figured out that this was happening, it was just total unbelief and dismay. Especially with regard to the sheer magnitude of the global operation against me. It's unbelievable to behold. It's just too spectacular to believe, and that's how they get away with it. You know, I've been trying over and over for years to get, since the early 2000s, to get to I've sent 3 FOIAs. They've never given me anything. The first FOIA, they just gave me a list of crimes the misdemeanors I had committed. Second FOIA, they just denied it altogether. And now this third FOIA, you know, I tried back in 2013 to send another FOIA, and they just kept hacking it over and over. Birmingham Field Office, FBI Birmingham Field Office. They kept removing those words over and over. And, you know, it's provoking me, constantly agitating, provoking me, forcing me to repeat the same response of trying to type up that FOIA all over again. Repeat, force the victim into a pattern of responses. That's how trauma-based mind control works. That's called verification. One attempt to type up the FOIA is not enough. Hack it over and over and over and over. And so I'm repeatedly forced to retype. That's verification. To determine a coherent pattern of thought, force the victim into a pattern of emotional responses, to generate response statistics from which that statistical data can then determine a coherent pattern of thought, which can then be remotely measured, integrated back into RNM data. That's how the technology works. And hundreds of thousands of people are trauma-based mind control victims, and the majority of them don't even know it. Hell on earth breaks loose in their life, and they don't know what happened. And millions are targeted of Americans right now, and tens of millions have been targeted over the last 25 years. Their entire personality, their entire will, intellect, and emotion uploaded back into a supercomputer. All training, research, and development, torture, and assassination of those who know and understand the technology. Okay? Those who don't know the government did it, it's not, you know, they can let them walk away. Their lives are destroyed, their health is destroyed, their finances are destroyed, their careers are destroyed, their education is destroyed. That's what they did to me. They totally destroyed me. You see, that's why I'm talking, I keep saying it's based on the hyper game theory. It's about walking the victim to their death. Not just physical death, psychological death, emotional death, financial death, social death. It's called thanatology. It's a study of death. And that's what trauma-based mind control is about. Listen, why are they targeting my ears so severely? Why do I have damage so severe already? To stop the Christian content from breaking brain entrainment with their system. To stop the Bible sermons on YouTube. To stop the Christian music from not only breaking brain entrainment with their system, but defeating their technology, meaning deep patterning the satanic ritual abuse that their technology is dependent upon. Organized stalking is used for I use it for a lot of different reasons. I've named those in my previous videos. I don't have time to go over it again, but the two main purposes are to provoke the victim into fear, into paranoia, into anxiety, trauma. Okay, psychological, and of course to discredit the victim. You know, especially when the police are part of the paradigm, people are only told what they need to know. Okay, but you know, there are people in the police who are part of the paradigm. They know, the police knows about organized stalking, they know what's going on. There are too many people crying out about these atrocities for it to be dismissed as mere public hysteria. It's been going on against me all over the world. And they've been using this BS investigation for 21 years that I am this terrible criminal. If I'm a terrible criminal, come get me. You can't. You never had a case against me to begin with. They never had one. They used this bogus BS manufactured investigation based on manufactured evidence against me all around the world. Because they had to keep me under constant surveillance. That's how trauma-based mind control works. While they're building the cognitive model of the victim's brain and central nervous system, they must keep the victim under constant 24/7 surveillance. And organized stalking is part of the paradigm to achieve that. It is a brutal and deadly game. And that these atrocities are occurring to so many people is what borders on, it just beggars belief. It just beggars belief. Until you realize that the CIA and the Department of Defense have been doing this for decades. It's nothing new. They must isolate the victim, and they use organized stalking to achieve that by creating a hostile, toxic environment everywhere the victim goes. Everywhere the victim goes. This is not the first time I beat up. They walked in Houston. They walked up behind me and said, one of the organized stalkers, and let me help you. Let me help you. I was in a wheelchair. They had, I've been attacked with directed energy, and I was in a wheelchair. And when I stopped and to let the guy go around me, he comes up and just punches me right in the face, knocks me out of the wheelchair into the street. And the people in the cars, It was on, right on a trolley station. That's where they go after the victim in transit zones, where the it's easier to set up and entrap the victim, where the rules are more strict. Well, this was coming off a trolley station in Houston, Texas, crossing the street on my way to church. The church was just feet away. Bam! Just walks up behind me and bam! Just knocks me right out of the wheelchair. The ambulance has to come and take me. It's all a game. There's no way to possibly prove any of it. I never could get the video of that attack. I never could get the video of the last attack before this one. It happened. It was on surveillance video. I tried to get the video. He just walks up on March 11, 2019 and just accuses me of stealing his wedding ring and punches, knocks me out. It knocks me, knocks me backwards into an iron bench, injuring my spine. And this is not, they punched me in the face so many times, it's unbelievable, on Bourbon Street while I'm passing out Christian tracts with my pastor. Notice I was going to the church in Houston. That's when I was attacked. You know, if the sheepish masses do not wake up, you are finished. You are finished. America will disintegrate into chaos, into financial, into social, cultural chaos. The government will go down into its underground bases and will come back up, institute martial law, and come back up. And with it, they will introduce a new... The America that you know is gone. There is no freedom. You don't have any freedom. You have what they tell you you have. When they say you don't have it, you don't have it anymore. But they have to... They can't just... They have to engage in these atrocities in a way which, discredits the victim. Because if they cannot discredit their victim, then they have trouble. And that's what they use organized stalking for, to discredit their victims. My God, they beat me up so many times, it's unbelievable. They put me in the hospital so many times, I can't count them all. And never one time was I able to get medical corroboration of the injuries. I went to the emergency room here in San Diego to try to say, I have damage to my ears, directed energy attacks, I'm being attacked. They tried to throw me in the psych ward. And all the doctor had to do was look at the medical evidence I was trying to show him, and he wouldn't do it. You see, it's all a game. They know you're headed to the hospital. Everything's planned out. They have their government informants turned provocateurs everywhere. They have an army. The victim, the mind, trauma-based mind control victim, is surrounded everywhere he goes. It's called a psychotronic concentration box. It's called a floating box. Okay? And they use leapfrogging and other tactics to achieve that. My attorney in Ecuador is waiting on me. She's been trying to get me out of the country. I was going to stay until, I could get the doctors, the neurosurgeons, the neurologists at the UCLA neurosurgery department to look at me. But I can't. It's just too dangerous. This is Brian Tu in San Diego, California.